Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. Are we still morning? Yeah, we're close. All right. Well, hello, everyone. Glad to see y'all here. Hey, I almost wore a shirt like that. The U look so much better in it, so glad you did. But let me start in prayer. And feel free to pray along with me. This morning, I chose the Lord's Prayer, King James Version. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So, what the Lord has kind of been dealing with me in my heart, and what I feel like He wants me to share today, and I do apologize, I'm not as prepared as I think I was last time I spoke, but I wanted to talk to you about something that I borrowed from a very well-renowned psychologist by the name of Marsha Linehan. It's one of the coping strategies that she uses in a behavioral therapy approach that she takes that I think aligns with what I have experienced and what I think we all experience in our own unique way. So the title of what I'm speaking about today is Willing or Willful. And I one of the reasons why I started with the Lord's Prayer is that word in it, the key word, thy will be done. Now, so when you look at the psychological definition of will, and I looked this up through a couple different sources, but the one I liked the best was both the psychological and philosophical definition of will. The psychological definition refers to the mental faculty by which a person decides on and initiates actions. It's often associated with intention, determination, and ability to make choices. Whereas the philosophical definition says a will can refer to the capacity of an individual to act in accordance to their desires or intentions. So, in addition to kind of speaking with you today, I want to kind of give a personal testimony and correlation with what I'm speaking of today. Back in about 2020, just shortly after my son Harrison arrived, I dealt with a very, very challenging time just in my head. I just was almost nearly out of my mind. I recall being at my sweet in-law's house, and there with the kids. They were helping me keep an eye on them, and I was there doing a children's puzzle, and which I can normally do. Hi, sweetheart. which I can normally do without hesitation. I couldn't even put the pieces together. My mind was in such ruin and disarray that I wasn't even acting like the person that my family knew me to be. I was just in a state of disarray. That's all I know how to say. I mean, and I questioned everything that was in front of me as something to get me, something that was there to challenge me and to overcome what I was just in that state. So interestingly, as I continued my research on willing and willful and will, one of the indicators that they've determined psychologically speaking that you're out of touch, that your will is in a state of imbalance, and or is that you tend to procrastinate, you tend to deflect, and you tend to continue to deflect, and then I think that for me, I got to a place where I was doing that constantly because I had just found out my kids were going to have to learn from home. Just before that, that they were going to have to all come home. They couldn't go to school. My wife and I were going, Natalia and I were trying to provide them the education, the continuous education that we thought they needed to have, working with our school system to try to do it. I was also newly appointed a manager at work. I was told by my boss that I had to be on camera for nearly every meeting. There was a lot of things mounting that just got me to a state of overwhelm. And that's another indicator that they see psychologically speaking as to, okay, your will, there is a major imbalance in the ability to execute your will and individual will. So, you know, as I kept going through this, I kept trying to use my own might and my own power and my own thing. I was being very willful. As Marsha Linehan gives us a coping strategy, when you look to her behavioral therapy, her very, very, very effective approach. When you find yourself in this state, you're supposed to question: am I being willful, or am I being willing? Am I being willing? And for me, I was not letting God reveal His promise to me. And God was challenging me to say, Brian, you can't do this on your own. Even your lovely, beautiful wife who is standing here encouraging you through her faithfulness to you, she can't do it for you. And I think all of that I went through in a journey to get myself back to a place of where I should have been and knew I needed to be, which was submitting to the will of God. And for me, the Lord's Prayer, I go to that when I know that I need prayer, but I just don't quite know how to formulate the words. And so I just felt as though the Lord was impressing upon me that, you know, there are people out there that are in the midst of a trial or journey that really need to understand that as we embrace God and submit to His perfect will, we become less willful and resistant to those that love us, that embrace us, and we become much more willing to accept the will of God in our life. And you know, I'm humbled on a daily basis as I reflect upon my recent, you know, experience that you think you're all the way through and you think you got it all figured out, you know. And Natalia and I just a week and a half ago we started a diet. You know, I'm pretty sure she was doing it to probably try to help me in a way that she knew, but it wasn't clear to me yet. You know, she asked me, she said, hey, I'm going to do this diet. It was really effective last time I did it, and I think you should do it with me. And I'm like, oh, okay, without asking any questions, of course. I blankly agreed. I was like, oh, my beautiful wife wants me to do something with her? Heck, I'm in. No more questions for me. Well, the next week and a half, I think she was about regretting it because I realized that the diet entailed taking away the two or three most commonplace items in my diet that I think released dopamine in my brain and allowed me to get through every single moment. And so when I pulled those from my diet, I became grumpy and not quite as out of my mind as what I did. So, you know, here I am thinking, oh, I've come through this great trial back in 2020, and I've got command of it. I got great coping skills. I got all these coping strategies, such as the Lord has brought me through. But He's revealed to me that I've got a will that sometimes I, you know, it is in balance with His will, and in the moment, I get too hung up on those things that bring me momentary relief and pressure, and release of pressure, that I just, you know, I don't realize that the Lord's calling me to depend on Him. And so I've been also journeying this whole year. I'm about 200 something days in, I don't know, but I've been reading through the entire Bible. And I find it interesting, too, that you guys mentioned a tree. And I didn't know you could play the piano, by the way. That was impressive. I'm in the portion of Daniel where the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that's the name that King Nebuchadnezzar gave them, that was supposed to allude to his gods, not the God. And, you know, and then Daniel was brought a vision of a tree, or Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about a tree, and it was really forecasting and foretelling the future of the kingdoms of this world that would soon falter, including his. But nonetheless, I think, you know, the Lord's really working in me. Here I am thinking, you know, as in my arrogant mind, that the Lord's got me all the way through it, and I've got it figured out. But, you know, just simple things such as deciding to do a diet with my wife makes me realize I've got a lot more I can give to the Lord. Am I willingly doing so, or am I willfully holding on to the way that I think that I can do it on my own, and I can do it on my own understanding, and everything will work together for good by doing it via my will. I'll save you the trouble if you haven't figured it out, but that's not the way to go. I do apologize. I hadn't prepared the verses in the same way, but you know, I think the Lord is revealing to me, and I hope this testimony of my own. Hardships, and you know, I as I mentioned in prayer, Natalia's friend at work is really dealing with a hard time. It's very reminiscent of what I went through, and I think Natalia was a rock through that. She consistently reminded me that she was on my side. She was for me, not against me. When my mind was taking me elsewhere, she also reminded me I wasn't always going to feel this way. And just the wise words that she said with such conviction, and you know, as well as, you know, many friends, family, your guys' prayers, pulled me through that very challenging time where I didn't want to continue on. I remember one night I prayed, you know, Lord, reveal something to me in the midst of that, and you know, I had enough sense to come to my senses to ask that. Well, the next morning, you know, and the Felicity had woke up, and she seemed a little bit off from what she normally was. I'm not sure I recognize that, but she did. And I said, "Are you okay, honey?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "Well, I had a bad dream." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "What was your dream?" "Well, I don't remember all of it, but you got bit by a snake." I said, "Oh, okay." And then I remember also my other daughter, Emmeline. There was a time where Natalia, I was all over the place with my mood, and Natalia had to take the kids and just take a little break and give me a little break at home. But I remember Emmeline, my middle daughter, refusing to leave, and she was tiny at the time. I mean, and she knew that her dada needed some comfort and love, and just, you know, I think the Lord kind of instilled in her, like, nope, Daddy needs you right now. You stay by him. He may be acting a fool, and he may be seem not like he normally does, but the Lord, you know, instilled in her to stay with me. And that was one of the times I think I was at the nearest lowest point where, you know, I felt them leaving. I felt like they were, you know, I just didn't have a good sense of what the Lord was calling and me to do, and I didn't have a good vision, and he brought that sweet child and the grace that she brought with her to me to help pull me through that very low point. And, you know, just looking at her as a beautiful child and a sweet, innocent child just gave me what I needed to give me enough hope to continue on and get the help I needed. And so I say all this not because it's, you know, formally, you know, I think when we're up here, we have a tendency to feel like we have to go by a specific narrative that maybe somebody way brighter and way more trained than ourselves have, you know, their formatting. But I felt the Lord today calling me to share my experience and let people know that if they're going through that experience, that we care, I care, and that the Lord will deliver you through it. And as my beautiful and wise wife told me, I'll tell you, you're not always going to feel this way, but allow the will of God to come into your life. Allow yourself to see it, even if it's a glimpse for a moment. Just cling to it and believe in it and have faith that things are going to be okay. And again, when you backslide and you realize, you know, simple thing like changing your diet makes you realize, well, I don't have it all figured out. It's okay. Embrace the grace that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And know, you know, I like, Mark, that the Lord impressed upon you that we're going to be working in the book of James, because I feel like James has such a way of articulating that it's not by the works that we do. It's not by anything that we do, but it's by the blood and that was shed and the grace that was given through Jesus Christ. And that it, you know, that I think that's a message that we can't hear often enough, because again, you know, to summarize my experience, I was trying to do it all on my own. I deceived myself in the sense that I had done all of this on my own. I had overcome all these things that I thought were, you know, that I needed to overcome as a child. But the Lord was telling me, no, I'm not done. I'm not done with you yet. I'm still, you know, aligning you to my perfect will. And the more and more I submit to his will, and I'm willing instead of willful about that. One other thing, and I'll close. And if anybody would like me or anyone else to pray with them, I'd be happy to. And if you listen to this later for some reason, and you do need prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you, because I want you to know I've been through hard times, and you know, hard times I do forecast will come for me again, where I'll need, you know, the body of Christ to step up and help me through it. But I just had a thought about the book of Daniel. And so, yeah, so you know, a couple times when we were speaking in Sunday school this morning, I heard, you know, Buddy and mention about, you know, how the Lord has to be keeping us safe in this chaotic world. You know, just driving down 75, something as simple as that, you see how much chaos and how much, you know, that I think about how God put his protective blanket around Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were in the furnace, and that he covered them with love, and they, you know, as I was thinking about my title, it's like, oh, they were actually really willful to Nebuchadnezzar. So as the story goes, Nebuchadnezzar assigned them and said, the people tattled on them and said, they won't bow to your God that you made out of gold. So that infuriated the king, and he said, he sentenced them to being thrown in the fiery furnace. He said anybody that would not would get thrown in there. So he held his word and he threw them in there. But when he questioned them, they were willful about the fact that it's, you know, by God's will, whereas he was taking them in a divergent, he was wanting to be God, and he wanted to say, you need to do it according to my will. They're like, oh, no, no. They willfully refused that because they were in the will of God. And as we mature in our faith, I do believe there's instances where willfulness actually has more of a purpose than what I think Marshall Linehan's scope of the therapeutic coping mechanism covers. But the, you know, they willfully said, no, our God will deliver it through us. And even if our God doesn't deliver us through it, we're still not bound to worshiping your God. And I think, you know, it takes a lot of willingness and submission to his to get an appreciation of the willfulness that they showed to the world and the king of the world that, no, we've got a higher power. And even if he doesn't save us, we're still not bowing. And so I think just realizing that we live in this world of that seems chaotic, but there is a loving, creating maker that has put us in it. And as Sister said, there's no coincidences. There are not. It's all accordance to his will, but we have to allow ourselves to have eyes to see and ears to hear, as we prayed earlier. And I just, as we go about our lives from, you know, this week and from week to week, my prayer for everyone is that we see God's will and we act in accordance to it, and that we bring others by our obedience to him. So I'll close in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everyone here. I thank you for anybody that decides to listen to this message later of my personal testimony. I didn't maybe do it as cleanly as I could have, but Lord, that I hope that anybody willing to see through that that needs prayer is willing to reach out and get the prayer they need. And above that, I just pray that your will is revealed to them through through the trial and through the challenge, and that they know that, yeah, I can add some momentary comfort to let them know that I feel what they feel, I've felt what they felt, and I've experienced what they experienced. However, what I much rather them see is you through all of this and become closer to you, and that they don't give up and they don't give in, and they cling to the promise that you have for us. We just ask this in your son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And again, if anybody needs prayer, I think we're sticking around, right, to have some prayer. So, you know, let's if the Lord's been working on you with your will or your willfulness, and you want, let's take an opportunity to pray for that today, if you like, if you feel so led. All right. Well,